today is Daf Chav Beis. We're mamish up to the very, very top. Let's maybe go back online. We're up to yesterday to Daf Chav. Let's start Daf Chav.
Put the machine on yet?
The machine is on. The machine is on. Ayin roye v'oizin shamas v'chol ma'asecha b'sef nechtavim. This is a dogma.
Rabbi Levin wants to get started.
A metaphor.
We need dogmas. Okay, so let's go back to Daf Chav Aleph on the days. Let's start from the five lines from the bottom. We might as well go back and have some clarity. Let's have some clarity in this matter. It's a very, very big sugya. Rabbi Yosef Emer Roy Hoy Ezra Shetinatin Torah Al Yadir. Ezra was Roy that the Torah should have been given Al Yadir. In other words, at least Shol El Moli Leikadu Moshe. If Moshe Rabbeinu did not exist, if there was no Moshe Rabbeinu, then the one that had been the backup would have been Ezra. That's how chosh of Ezra is. How do we know this? The Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe says Moshe Allah El Holokim. The word Allah is used. The Ezra Rabbeinu says who Ezra Allah, exactly the same word. He was Allah Mibavel from Bavel. My Leah Hamor Khan Torah, just like Allah is by Moshe is used to reference the Torah. He went to Hashem to receive the Torah. Atha Leah Hamor Lahalon. Likewise, the word Allah that's said by Ezra is refers to Torah. Lahalon is Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the words another drasha. B'moyisha Oimer v'oisit tziva Hashem ba'esah Hashem commanded me at that time l'lamed eschem to teach you chukim u'mishpatim. The Ezra Oimer says ki Ezra hechin levav, he prepared his heart lidrosh es taras Hashem v'lasos u'lamed b'Yisrael chuk u'mishpat chukim u'mishpat by Moshe, chukim u'mishpat by Ezra. Okay, so therefore we have over here two different drashos which teach us a very powerful lesson. Ezra, we have to remember this, Ezra was the equivalent of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, unbelievable Gemara. Now, the Afishlo Nidna Torah Al Yadir, even though Ezra was not the one who gave the Torah, but Ezra had a contribution. Nishtano Al Yadoi, it was changed, Al Yadoi HaKsaf. His contribution was until Moshe was Ksaf Ivri, and Ezra caused it to be Ksaf Ashuris. He caused the font. We call it the font, that's a modern term, but it's really called the script. The script has changed. Is it directly because of the koyach of Ezra HaSofer? Shlomit al yod nishtana al yod ha'aksav. Shlomit in the pasuk. Aksav is also aksav ha'nishtavon. What is the word nishtavon? Nishtavon means to change. What's wrong with you? Is it going to be funny? Aksav ha'nishtavon. The aksav that has been changed. Kosov was written Aramis u'meturgam Aramis. Now this refers to the story of the handwriting on the wall. The handwriting on the wall took place in the same tekufa as Ezra, very end of the Golus of Yavon of Maparas of Aparas of Modai, the transition into the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash, Daniel. So it says that the Ksav Hanishtavan, the word Hanishtavan means the Ksav that's Shenishtana that was changed. It was written in Aramaic, and the font and the script was Omiturgum. Kosov Aramis, it was written now. Kosov means the script. That's a little bit confusing. The script in Aramis here means Ksav Ashuris. Okay, Kosov Aramis means it was Ksav Ashuris. And Umiturgam Aramis, and the translation, meaning that the words. The words were in Aramaic. It was not in Lashon Kodesh. Now, and then the pasuk says about this. This was the handwriting on the wall, and no one understood what it meant. It says lo chahalin. Chahalin means yochol. They were unable. Kesava, the script, the mikra to be read. No one never saw before kesava shuris. Upeshara lehodaah. And no one was able to explain the interpretation. Not only did they not know what it said, they did not know what it meant. Lamalka to the king of Baal Shetzar. So that's what it's different. Now the more makes is making a drosh. What's the drosh? It says Ksav Hanishtavon. The word Nishtavon is a very unusual word which means changed. This script was the script of Ezra. And the reason why it's called Ksav HaNishtavan means because it was the cause of the change from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ashuris. So you see that Ezra had a contribution that he caused the script of the Torah to be changed from one script to a different script.
That's why his name is Ezra Sofer, right?
No, Asofer, all Talmidei Chachamim are called Sofer because they count. All Talmidei Chachamim are called Sofer because they count the letters of the Torah.
Okay.
And what's the
significance? But he's the only one that's known as the Sofer.
Ezra Sofer? Yeah. Lamer Nikru Talmidei Chachamim Sofer.
Okay, so but I'm saying, but nobody else.
So who was able to read the writing on the wall?
Daniel.
Why not Ezra?
Ezra wasn't there.
Where was he? He left town already.
Ezra, where was Ezra at this point in time? No, he didn't. Ezra at this point in time was in Babel. He just wasn't on scene. He was not here. Ezra was, I don't know, he was, this was before Ezra's time.
And this was a miracle, whatever was written on the wall. It was not something.
It was a miracle.
Somebody wrote it.
A Malach wrote it. It was written, and it was written in a funny language. No one said one word. The Gemara is going to explain in very detail what it means. These words allude to the Kol Mashiach. These words, if you know what these words mean, then you know exactly when Mashiach will come.
Wow.
Okay, but we do not know what it means. Now, in other words, it's a positive.
But we don't have Yeshuas.
Well, now we do.
So then why can't we know when the Mashiach is?
Why? Because we don't know the interpretation. It says, Menah, Menah, Tekel, Ufarsin.
Oh, it's got a lot of wild words.
Menah, Menah. No, we know what it means. We know the simple translation. But in these words, it's hidden secrets. Menah, Menah, Tekel, Ufarsin. There are four words. And we can translate the words. It's been counted. And it's been weighed. And your end has come. Menah, well, we're always going through some moments. We know what the translation of the words means, but in these words reveal the time of the coming of Mashiach, which we do not know what that means.
Now, this has nothing to do with the Melech Bavel.
No, it has to do with, no, it simply means the Melech Bavel, his time essence is over. There were three kings of Bavel. There was Nebuchadnezzar, there was Evel Meroidach, and Belshazzar. Three kings which spanned 70 years. And now Belshazzar was in his second year, and now his reign has come to an end, and with his death ushers in the new Malchus of Parasumodai, and Daniel and Ezra, they're going to appear much later in this Tkufa, many years later, they're going to play a significant role. But at this point in time, already the Ksav is being revealed, on the hitting on the wall. And the Pasuk is telling us that this is the Ksav HaNishtavan. This is going to be the Ksav that's going to replace the Ksav Ivri in the Sefer Torah. And we know who is the one that's going to make that decision that it should be changed. It's going to be Ezra HaSefer. He is the one that in the future, in a couple of years from now, 20, 30, 40 years from now, I don't know the calculation, is going to be the one that's going to be instrumental in causing the Ksav to be changed from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ashuris. This was the first time that the Ksav Ashuris appeared in public, and this is, well, it appeared in public. Maybe it existed in Asher, in the nation of Asher. And by the way, since we're learning this from Hilul Davi, it's very important to start to understand why is it? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrange that we should use Ksav Ashuris? What's the pshat? Why do we need such? The answer is because in Migdal Bavel, the entire world went into rebellion against Hashem. They all built the Migdal. There's only one nation that separated Asher. Ashur, that was the name of a person, he did not want to participate in the rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the only one, the only person from all the different people that all the who's who in the world that time that did not participate in rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he went, he left. I don't want to have anything to do with the Machlaikis. And he went to the land of Ashur and he established his own nation as a reward for not rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said to him, you know what? You, the lesson that you have taught the world is so important. The Ksav and the Sefer Torah is going to come from your nation. Okay, it's a critical thing. You have to apostle. You have to decide between the apostle and the sign. It's going to say, the only way to learn this tonight, in Rikudai. If you get the whole daf.
It's Mamash Matan.
Matan from the Baruch Shalom.
It's amazing. You say it's such an important lesson, and that we didn't know it till now.
You forget the whole daf. You don't even know one thing in daf. It's the only thing. It was kedai. What is it over here?
It says the new bagel.
Okay, vahi kol haaretz tukisah sofa echad idvar machodem. Vahi benasim mikedem imsa biko beretz shinar vayeshu shavim yishol avei chavin divlo bulvenu nishol shefet yalachem alavei alavim yachim alavim. Vahi mahavin divlo nu yir migdol vayeshu shmai venasilam shem penachot avin they won't rebel vayeshu shem levesu yir samigdol hashabanu onev vahi mashem hein. Anechav said, achas, fine. Havanerda, okay. Okay, where does it say Ashur? Okay, go weiter. Eile toldos. Now we go to the toldos, the peleg. Vayichi nochar. Nochar, where is Ashur? I have to find this here. Where?
Did you just go to
me before?
Google it. Google. Put it in that thing that you have in the safe room. The whole Kol Tarach Hu thing.
It's on the pillar of you. Shalachai, where is Asher Yisrael?
How many times did you read this? I'm talking about Lame. I named this millions of times.
No, I didn't.
Asher is Aleph. Aleph Shin.
Thank you.
Vav Resh.
It's right here.
Aleph.
Shin Vav Resh.
What? Aleph Shin, that's his name.
Good, he's both Googling it. We'll have it in a second for you.
Yeah.
You know better than that.
I'm only coming up in the locker room over here.
Who's going to beat you?
His
phone is quicker than yours.
Here we go, Safaria.
I told you to do it, you didn't listen to me.
Genesis 2. Here we go. 10:11.
See?
10:11.
2 seconds you had. Wasted
20
minutes.
10:11. Here we go. He left. Rashi. Min Aretz Ahi. Voshteto. Kevon Shiro Ashur. As Bonav Shoinim Lim Nimroid, Umordim Bamokoim, Livnois Hanigdal, to build the Tower of Bavel, Yotza Mitoicham. He left. This is such a godless, such a great act of Chesed that he did. He was rewarded that this Ksav of the Sefer Torah came from him.
So the Hebrew letters that we have now are from him?
Yes, from that nation, from the nation that he founded. They made these letters. They spoke Aramaic. They're the ones who created these letters, and these letters have obviously have significance. The Targum also, but it was in his suchus because of the skavos that he left.
Their language was not in this. They did not have to take on a new language. They didn't have to change their language.
I don't know.
The language was Hebrew, so
no, they had
a
different language.
It was a Bilbo.
They used these letters. They had a different language. Obviously, they spoke a different language, but these were the basic letters of the language. It's in this suchus, this Halakh Rashi, Kevon Shlo Asher Esbon of Shemim Nimrod. He left. And because he did not participate in building his Kadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Torah was given in his letters. Okay, did you know this before?
It's a Matana. It's a
Matana. It's not my Vart. It's not my Vart. It's not my
Vart.
It's
not this is an old Vart. This is an old Vart. This is the Yisrael Vaita. Okay? Thanks over here to this.
Thank
this
you for my suggestion.
This thing told us where it is. The one that's fighting the Gemara. The Gemara is different. The Gemara says, Kivaita. So the Gemara says, Osil Hishtanois. Lomenikosh Mashuris. Okay. One with the Uchsiv. The third line on the top. Dafchabez. On the Aleph, the top. The third line down. Another pasuk that indicates that the Ksav, every will be changed into a different Ksav. It says the chosaf es mishne haTorah hazos. The word mishne means to change, to be mishane. This indicates that the ksav will be changed from ivri to ashuris. Ksav horaoi lehishtanos, ksav that's fitting to be changed.
Well, this, all the Greek ksiv, all that stuff's amazing, amazing.
Why it's called ashuris? Why it's called ashuris? The word sakasha shaola imohem me ashur. When the Jewish people, they came, they left, they were exiled to Ashur. There were many people living in Ashur. And when they came up from Ashur, they took with them this script. And this script became the new script of the Sefer Torah.
Beautiful.
Okay, so every time you get an Aliyah, according to many places, can be the only time you write like Ksav Ashur is in the Sefer Torah. It's a zilzal to write Ksav Ashur is in any other form, any of the media.
Not everybody holds of this.
Right, everybody
says this.
We're very makel.
This is Ksav Chiddush, Amalek. This is not the Ksav from the Ashur, these people.
Who says that? Mina Yushalmi.
It's Ksav.
Shal Hanochrim b'nei Ashur Elam.
It's definitely.
Ksav Shein, the Ksav Shal Hanochrim. Okay, it
means Ashur. No, Ksav Chiddush, Chiddush Amalek.
But it came from Ashur. It did it, but the Gemara is wise with Ashur because it came up with them from Babel. Sha'ola imahem me Ashur. You're right. That doesn't necessarily mean this was the script that was found that the people in Ashur actually used. That itself is a subject to machloek and is machloek to shoyne. You're quoting there from the article, from the
Maram Alaksha.
But that's machloekis, I believe. But in any event, everyone does agree that the place where this ksav was instituted was in Ashur. That's where the ksav first became into existence. Okay, Vait in the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Yomer, says, "Betchila k'ksav
nizem." And brings over here, "Shila k'ksav shala ha'om ha'ashuras hasmuch l'bavim ha'astam ha'inimsen l'belshaltzai chacham ha'ashurim." That he could have easily found somebody if it was such a close by place. He should have easily been able to find somebody to be able to read it.
No, the Gemara is going to say in a few moments that they fine. Tanya, when the Rabbi Yomer says, "Betchila k'ksav nizem." So that is machlokes. That when the Torah was originally given, it was originally given in ksav ashuris. The big machlokes now: what was the ksav? So according to the first thing, it was given in ksav ashuris. And then what happened? Kevon shechatu, when they sin, nepach lohem liroyet. This is a very important word. You have this word. Everyone, no one knows what this word means. The roets means it was shattered. When Klal Yisrael sinned, the chiru egel, when they sinned with the meraglim, this very holy script was shattered. It was broken. Once they did teshuva at the time of the bayis sheni when they were oil the regel, then it was returned to them. Shnemar shuvu lebit soroin, return to your fortified city. Asiwe hatikva, the prisoner of hope. Who is the one that used these words? Rabbi Yehuda Levi, in the famous kina tzioin halay tishali l'shlem asir ayich, he uses this term, the asire Hatikva, okay? Asiri Hatikva, not the Tikva from the state of Israel. He calls the prisoner of Tikva. He actually took from this, it's very interesting because that's Mamish, the Geula came with the word, and the Gemara highlights this, return to your fortified city, you prisoner of hope. Gam hayom Magid Mishnah, even today, Magid Mishnah Oshiv Loch, I'm going to return to you the Magid, the words of the Magid Mishnah that has been changed. What's Mishnah? Mishnah means Ksav Ashuris. The Ksav that has been changed is coming to replace Ksav Ivri. Ivri was the first Ksav, and now we have a Mishnah, a new Ksav. Ksav, so it's called the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah is the Ksav that has been changed, and it says, Oshiv Loch, I'm going to return it to you, which indicates that it's nothing really new, it's old. This Ksav already exists in time immemorial. For whatever reason, it was forgotten. And then it was replaced with Ksav Ivri. And now Ezra is once again restoring the Ksav at the time of the Aliyah Lubava. Okay, so we have here all these different Yisoidais about Ksav Ashuris. Next. Now the Gemara is Kasha Lama Nikro Shema Ashuris. Why is it called Ashuris? Shema Usheris Ksav, because it's the richest. It's Oysher. Oysher with Ashra. Lashon of Ashra. Ashra means fortunate. It's praiseworthy. In Ksav Ashuris is hidden all of the yesodos of the building blocks of creation. As the Gemara Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Gimel Darshins, Aleph Bina Darshins, the Tzuros Oisios, every part of the letter has secrets. The Aleph, the Beis, all the different parts of the letter include within it the secrets of the world, and it's also all of the Tagim. You do not have all of these secrets in Ksav Ivri. You only have all of these secrets in Ksav Ashur. That's why it's called the Musheresh of Ksav.
I could just add that Rambam says, "Mefar Shivcha Shel Ksav Zel Shein Oisius Mischalefes VaYirabay Sveikas Klal Shein Oisius Daimus VeYin Ois Mischaberes LeChavrut of Mishpat Ksivosoi." There's no possibility of interchanging. There's no interchanging possibilities.
Right. Rabban Shimon Lozay Mer Mishum of Lozay Ben Parat Shnama Mishum of Lozay Hamodoy Ksav Zelo Nishtane Kolikri disagrees. We have now a third opinion. Third opinion says that Ksav Ashuris never changed. Ksav Ashuris was the Ksav that was there, and they knew it inside out from day one to day until today. There never was a Tekufa when the Ksav was forgotten. Shenema, what's the source? Vavi Hamudim. Now what's a Vav? The hooks of the pillars. But the word Vav also is the letter Vav. Why is a hook called Vave? Because a hook looks like the letter Vav. In which language? In which script? In Ksav Ashuris. In Ksav Ivri, a hook doesn't look anything like the letter Vav, like the way you write the letter Vav. A hook only looks like the letter Vav in Ksav Ashuris. So therefore, since it says the Vavihu Amudim,
has to be.
So therefore, it must be Ksav Ashuris. And since it says the Amudim, the pillars, Amudim means it's Oime Lo'at Ula Ulme Lamim. So we make another drasha that just like the Amudim never disappeared, it's Oime Lo'at. Likewise, the Vav that looks like the Vav Ksav Ashuris, it never ever disappeared. It exists forever. Shnemar Vavi Amudim Ma Amudim Loim Nishanu. It never changed. What do you mean is loy nishtanu? Look in Rashi. Rashi explains, "Loy nishtanu, loy garus lo v'dasef." How can you see v'dasef? The mal l'shoinam loy nishtano. He has a different girsa. Not it means that the language. He compares the vav to the language. Just like the language never changed, l'shem kodesh never changed. No one disagrees with that. Likewise, the script never changed. Our gear says the mood was not mishtani. He doesn't give an interpretation of what this means. Okay, what does it mean? What it means? So basically, he says it means that lashon kodesh did not change. So to avavim loy nishtanu. Period. The even another pasuk, the el hayudim kichsavam v'chil shaynam. The pasuk equates the ksav in the lashon in the Megillah. Mal leshaynam loy nishtana. It never happened that the language changed. Av kisavam loy nishtana. Ella, mani mekayim es mishnah hatoyer. What's the mishnah? Mishnah has a connotation that it changed. L'shtei toyeres. It means that the sefer kohen gadol, that the melech has to write for himself. The mishnah hatoyer means a second sefer Torah. A kohen gadol needs two sefer Torah. Achas sheyotza v'nechneses imo v'achas shemnechas abeitzkut. One that goes to that one that beitzknasav per ois sheyotza sheyotza v'nechnas imo ois azekvin kameya. The sefer Torah, which he carries with him into war. He makes like an amulet, which he ties to his arm. The Talib is Zayon on his arm. Shnemar Shivisi Hashem. How do you know that? How did the Melech puts the Sefer Torah on his arm? Shivisi Hashem lenegdi sonit. I put Hashem before me continuously. Now the other man, the that says no, the Idach, he says that the pasuk Mishnah is not telling you about the second Sefer Torah. Other man, the Amr says that Mishnah is not that's not a topic of discussion. Hi Shivisi my darishvei. What is he dashing with the word Shavisi? Because he does not dash in this reference to Sefer Torah. Ahu miboyleil k'drav chana bar bizna. That's what he passed like a lemaisa. The Amar of chana bar bizna. Amar of shem chasida hamispalel on yudavin sarach shayira atzma kibul shchina kinegdai shenemar Shavisi Hashem lenegdi summit. This line we learned in Daf Chabes Sanhedrin is the makar for hundreds, if not thousands, of shuls all over the world which have the Yonah Kodesh, the words Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sonim.
It's a pasuk in Tilm.
Okay? It's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
It's the first halach in Shulchan Aruch, the Tomit. The end is Mishnah, the famous part is that the Shulchan Aruch begins. Shulchan Aruch begins with the word Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sonim and ends with also a heart that rejoices.
I just had clarity, by the way, the fact that the language from Ashur, the script was the same script, but it could have been a different language. Like we have Yiddish. Yiddish is written in the Hebrew language, right. But it's a different language.
Right. So just the letters.
Right, exactly. I can't read Yiddish to save my life. I couldn't read it. I can speak it, but I can't read it.
Okay, this stuff is a very important stuff, because what does it say? What does it say over here in Shulchan Aruch? Yiskaber Kari. And then the Rambam goes on to say, Haga v'al kolponim lo ye'acher zman hatzvila k'shatzibur mispalim haga. Get up like an ari. You get up like an ari.
Mm-hmm.
An arye.
Chuck.
You're the first mamish.
The first
thing. And Haga says v'al kolponim, if you don't want to get up late, listen, you can get up late also, but lo ye'acher zman hatzvila k'shatzibur mispalim haga shivisi Hashem lenegdi sonid. Where does it come from? First halacha. How could you not know the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch? A bunch of hypocrites. When you're at home and no one's watching. Okay, so then you do whatever you want to do. So therefore, that is the Dolzach Hashem is Shavisi Tomid. Hashem is there no matter where you are. If you're embarrassed to do this in front of people, you should be embarrassed to do it when you're all alone and no one is watching. Does the Eretz you say to Shachnach, you don't listen to Shachnach? Alois. You don't know from nothing.
The bigger Chil Hashem. Okay. Bigger Chil Hashem, if you do it by yourself, you
that's right. And what is the last thing in Shachnach? And Archaim, I'm making maybe it's Chosha Mishpan, I don't even know, see, I'm embarrassed, I know nothing. Such a gross am artist, I can't even imagine. I make believe. Believe me. I'll tiftach pel the satan. Believe me.
In this case, I don't mind opening
Believe me. Okay, what's the last words in Archaim?
Yeah.
The laws of Purim, right? Tezvav is Shushan Purim. Shushan is a shtickle Sudan Shushan Purim. Shushan Purim. The toiv leiv mishte tamid. So there's a tamid shal shachar in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Chelek Aleph, and there's a tamid shal ben Avayim. The tamid at the end of Shulchan Aruch Chaim. The two tamids. The tzei tamids. Tamid is Shaviz Hashem Lunegdi Tamid and Leiv Toiv Mishte Tamid. I'm sure we're sure Hindashan. Tell you that Avish gave us Galdag Matana, he gave us two Tamids.
Tamid.
Okay, so it's Gvald Gadaf, because this is what we were teaching this right over here, and then over here in today's Zaf. It's good to reflect on this, close to the staff we have over here in the staff. My Dash Hodom, we little Okay, now before we go, let's summarize what comes out of the Gemara. The Maskana, you can take away from the staff, there are three opinions as to Ksav Ashuris. Opinion number one, Ksav Ashuris did not exist until the time of Ezra.
Before the wall, writing on the wall.
Okay, did not exist. Opinion number two, Ksav Ashuris existed, but it was forgotten. And it reappeared. Reappear in time of Ezra. Opinion number three, they never forgot it. Okay? They never forgot it. And then the Gemara has to type all the loose ends. What does each one do with the other ones? Durasha. Now we go weiter. The Gemara goes weiter. Next. Now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's except there was a it never changed. My loy chahalin kasfal lemikra. What does it mean they were not able to? If you learn that this ksav, according to the third opinion, the ksav never changed, they knew it. Everyone knew what the ksav was. So why does the pasuk say that the people did not understand what it said on the wall, the writing on the wall? My, what does it mean loy chahalin? They were not able kisava the ksav lemikra to read. The Gemara answers Amrav the Gematria ichtev lahain. It was not written in the normal way. It was written yitas adach pug chamot, which means like on the mezuzah. What is in the back of the mezuzah? Kumas. What's kumas? It's the letter after yudkei vavkei, right? Yudkei vavkei is Hashem Elokim Hashem. Yudkei vavkei is kum. Is the yud, what comes after yud? Chaf. What comes after k? Vav. What comes after Vav, Yud, K, Vav, is Zayin. And what comes after the Hey, Vav, so it's Kumaz, whatever. You have to, it's always the letters that come after Yud, K, Vav, K. Same exact thing. It says Minei. So what comes after Yitas? So Yitas is, this is Atbash. I'm sorry, I jumped at it. There's another answer. The first answer is Atbash. We match up the first letter of the Aleph Beis with the last letter of the Aleph Beis. Therefore, if the first letter is Mem, what's the equivalent of Mem? The Yud. What's the Nun? The Tes. And what's the Aleph? Tof. Okay, so it was written in code. It was written in code form. That's what no one understood what it meant. Yitas, Yitas, Adach, Pug, Chamot. My parish. What does it mean? What's the translation of these words? Can you do that of these words? It means Mino, Tekal, Uparsin. Minomino eloka malchusoch. Minom means Hashem has counted. Balshetzar, Hashem has counted your days. You are the third of the three kings of Bavel, and therefore you're only allowed to have a malchus of 70 years. The 70 years have now come to an abrupt end. Hashem counted miyoyim el yoyim when the 70 years have come to an end. Now maybe you should be zoicha to get an extension.
Where did Hashverosh come in over here?
He's paras modai.
This is
Bavel.
That's why I showed you the cheshbon of the 70, the beginning. But that, when was that? That was in the beginning.
There were three different 70s. The 70 from time of the Churban, 70 from the Pekida. Okay, there are three. That's a whole different. There were different 70s. There were different calculations of 70s. So from Beitar, there's another 70. There were different 70s. there are three different 70s. That's why it's so complex. Yes, there are three different 70s.
Wow.
But anyway, the point over here is over here, the Malchus, the bubble is coming to him. From the founding of Nebuchadnezzar rose to power until the death of the Baal Shetzar, it's exactly 70 years. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has counted the day from day to day. And Taklin means sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though you count from day to day, he gives you an extension. A person may have, he decreed upon a person supposed to live, let's say, 90 years. And then when it gets down to the end of 90 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he looks at your life and says, you know, this guy's a great guy. He has so many tzuchusim. He started Daf Yomi. He comes to Daf Yomi. He does all these good tzach and he cleans the shul, he prepares Shabbos. So even though the person was only meant to live 120 years, you know what? I'm giving him a bonus. He's going to live 150 years. He's going to live 100, 200 years. Okay, so the people have zechusim. You have zechusim. So Hashem says, listen, the Nebuchadnezzar, the Babel has a zechusim, has a right to live for 70 years. I count it from day to day, now 70 years over. No, maybe I should extend it. Hashem is Racham Vachanon. I should give Babel an extension on their tekufa and their existence. That's the next word. The next word is tekil. I have weighed your merits. And guess what? You are lacking. You don't have any zechus for me to extend your existence more than the one day. And therefore, ufarsin. Ufarsin means I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to shatter you.
It's amazing they waited this long. If they should kill all the shekeles.
Minei, I have counted your days. Takil, I have weighed your merits. Maybe we can give you an extension. And this has come out to be no. And Minela, the bottom line is ufarsin. It's all over, it's curtains, you're going to be destroyed. In these four words is hidden the Keitz HaYomin.
Right.
Yaakov Levinu, he wanted to explain to his children, he wanted to tell them the pshat in these four words to reveal to them the moment of Geula. And it was Nistam, and no one knows, and anyone who tries to tell you what this pasuk means is not being honest, because there is no, it's concealed from us. And Chazal says, when Mashiach comes, the pshat will be so obvious, be blind. It's staring you in the face when Mashiach is going to come. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously has blinded us from the pshat and the pasuk. And when Mashiach will come, when the Gula will come, we'll look at the pasuk, we'll be like, how could we have been so foolish not to have seen the pshat and the pasuk?
Maybe we weren't foolish. Hashem didn't want us to see it.
Exactly, he doesn't want us to see. And this is a nechama for life, because many times people make mistakes. They make foolish mistakes. They make very, very foolish mistakes. And they look back, and their whole life is affected by the foolish mistakes they made. Mm-hmm. And they say, how could I have been so foolish? You have a makar that Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu, he blinds you to make a foolish mistake because he wants there to be another result. So you shouldn't take it hard on yourself when you make a foolish mistake in life. Okay, a lot of you say this in the Staff Gemara. The Gemara really is jam packed with the Imamish. All of the secrets of the world. Vaita. Next. So therefore, it says, Menomina Eloka Malchus, Hashem has counted days. For Takil Takilta, he has weighed the measure. Bimoznai in a scale. Vehishtakachas Chasir. And the result is you're lacking. You're not deserving of Geula. And Memela Perisas Malchusach. Your malchus is going to be broken into little pieces, like a prusa. A prusa is a piece of bread. I'm going to rip up the malchus. V'hivas l'modai uparas. I'm now going to give the malchus over to the next two nations in the list of the dal malchios. Modai uparas. Good. Next, Shmuel says, so if that's what's the answer? The modai malchios first coming to address the question. The first question was, why couldn't
they,
according to the third opinion that says that they never got a Ksav Ashur, so why could they not read? So the answer is, the reason why they could not read, it was written in Atbash, and not everyone knew Atbash. Answer number two. Shmuel says, Mamtus Nankefe A'arlen. Okay, now this is very complicated, and we're not going to have time. I don't know what it means. Well, so let's look at the Rashi right very quickly. Mantus nankfe arlin osan sholosh tevo shel chamisha oisias. Okay, he made the three words, even though in our sefer there are four words. Minei, tekil, ufarsin. Those are four words. And each of the words has how many letters? Different. Minei is three. Tekel is three. Ufarsin is six, yeah. So when it was written on the wall, it was written in three words, and the letters were all mixed up. So you had to be a real expert in breaking the code. Okay, that was World War II. That was the big thing. The big thing about World War II is the codes, is the communication between the enemies. the codes, you know how to break the codes. I mean
before hacking.
That was unbelievable how much chachma there was. The people who worked in the gold started World War II, you find that become that's mamish one of the lifeblood of what was going on. Strategy in the war was to break the codes. So here it's over here. Look at the Rashi. The Rashi here says it's very hard. Mitos nantkefei Arlin asan sholosh teva shel chamish oisios. Seref oisios harishoina shel kol teva v'asan teva achas v'achar kach tzev hashniyos u'shlishes. So it's minei u'minei. You take the first letter and then you take the second letter and then you I don't even know, okay, it's some type of code, okay, let's just not go into it. Basically it's a code, okay, it's a very complicated code. I don't know that whatever, it's not so complicated, but for me it's very complicated. It's a code, and that's why they were unable to figure out exactly what you were saying. Answer number three is very easy. Rav Ashi Yomar Nemo Nemot Ketal Ufors. The first two letters were interchanged. Why? I don't know. There must be something very deep why he did this. But the first, instead of minei minei, the first two letters of each word were interchanged. So instead of minei, it was nun mem. Nun mem, ketal, instead of tikal, tof first, it was the kuf first. Instead of ufurs, then it was the pay first, pay and then the vav. Why did the malach interchange the first two letters? I guess malachim have a different style of writing. We don't know what this means, whatever it means. So mainly we have three different mahalchim as to why they were unable. Really, there are four mahalchim. The Gemara's maskan is there are four reasons. Someone asked you this question, you have to know. If someone asks you a question, you can't be sleeping when I say the shir. Excuse me, sir. This guy is out like a light.
Why were they zeichet?
This guy is out like a light.
Why are they
zeichet? On tape.
Why were they zeichet to have this message given to them that the kingdom is over?
Today is two of it's already over. Hashem is Rachmanis and Klal Yisrael. Hashem wants the Gula. Hashem wants the Gula. Hashem wants Gimim Chazik Klal Yisrael. There should be a Gula. There should be inspiration. There are things that Kadosh Baruch Hu sends down to this world. Different.
But then
there
had Achashverosh.
What?
There was no Gula.
That was later. Achashverosh only because they sinned. That was only due to a new avera. They were nene misuuda sachashverosh. They were miyayish on the Gula. That's a naichet. But over here it was a good time. It was an eitz rotzayim. It was an ace rotzayim to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, and the Klal Yisrael, they blew it. They blew it because they were in it from the Sudas HaChashverosh. Okay, so the Maskana, you have to know this, there are four reasons. Why did they not recognize they were hindering on the wall? So now you know, four times, I don't want to say his name, but four times, he'll tell you the reason why, four reasons. Number one, either they never saw Ksav Ashuris.
Right.
Number two, it was written at Bash. Number three, it was written in a very complex code, three words with five letters. Number four was the two first letters were interchanged. That's the reason why no one understood what was going on. They needed to call in Doniel, Doniel Ruach HaKodesh. He was able to decipher the code.
Where these Mandamrin get this information from? It's just amazing.
Tradition. That's what the Talmud is all about. It's Mesora, Ish mi pi Ish, all the way back until the Tzkufa. That's the Halakha Torah, the Masorah. Okay, so we'll finish the Agadah. Now we go into more halacha. It goes very quick. Ein Rechem al Susa. You may not ride on the horse of the king. The king's horse is off limits to a common man. Ein Yoshim al Kisa. He's on his chair. The Ein Mimash and the Mishdamshim Bishayit. You may not use his staff. Ein Royin Osok Yeshu Mistaper. And you may not see the king when he takes a haircut. Okay, when you take a haircut, you're not allowed to see the king take a haircut. V'lo kishu adum, now when he is naked, v'lo kishu b'nesamechat, b'nesamechat, shnema, shsoyim tos malach ha-melech, shotei imos olecha. You have to see the melech in the state of derech eretz. So therefore, you may not, in all these things, you have to have covered. You have to have covered to the melech, and you may not see him in his matzav. Avishak ha-shunamis. Avishak, who was Avishak? She was the woman that kept David warm when David was ill, when David was very, very old, when Adonia ben Chagis, Misnasei Leimor Ani Amlech, so they went in, and what was supposed to say, there was a woman there keeping David warm. So she was Muteris L'Shlomo, she can marry Shlomo HaMelech.
Because David
did not marry her. He did not marry her, but she was still the tool of David, because David used her for a purpose. So Mela, she has the status as the Sharvit of the Melech, and the only one that's allowed to use the Sharvit of the Melech is a new Melech, but a regular him may not use it. V'yasula la'adoniyah, and she said to Adoniyah, Muter the Mark said, Muteris la'adoniyah, the Melech, the Melech, because he was a Melech, because Shlomo became a Melech. The Melech, Mishlamesh, Mishavita Shal Melech, V'yasula Adoniyah, the Hegit, who's Hegit? Avishag, Mahi, what's the Mice with Avishag? Flips the Bosse, Vamelch, David Zokin, Bawayam, and Vivakshu, and let's seek for a Melech, an Isha, a young woman, who'll keep you warm. She kept him warm. So she ministered David. So the Gemara tells a very interesting story. She said to David, David, marry me. Unbelievable. Well, over here, this is the daf of Tubaf. Tubaf. She proposed. Half of the fella. Hashkocha Pratis. What are the chances? David, marry me. The girl proposed. That's exactly what happened on Tubaf. The whole year girls, the people get married the whole year. What's the chilik between Yom Kippur and Tubav and the ganze year? The whole year the boy proposes. On Tubav, Benois Yisrael Bochos Soinecha. You hear my son telling you? Telling you Yisoid. Yisoid of Tubav is the girl proposes. Isha Misoidiv Gever. It says Chazal that the woman of Mashiach is going to come. It's going to be the woman that's going to be circle around the man.
That'll solve the whole shilik crisis.
Circle around. The woman proposes. So there are 2 days a year that is in the ain of Las Lava is the girl proposes. And that's exactly what she did. She proposed. Half of a fellow. Can you imagine? This is the daf of Tubav. It's off the charts. Off the charts.
Can't work it out.
Amar, she said, Ninisvin, marry me. She got down on the knees and she said to David, David, will you marry me? Will you marry me, David? I have even a picture of someone something like that.
Right.
Would have been on of Simchas.
Omar law. So David said, I'm sorry, I can't marry you. Seriously, you're forbidden to me because I already have 18 wives. I have 18 wives. I can't take a number, you'll be number 19. 19 is a no-no. Omar law, so she said to him, it's a poor excuse. You know why you don't want to marry me? It's because you're an old man and you no longer have a koyach.
Can't perform.
You're an old man, that's why. So she said in the marshal, Chasei l'ganava, Nafshei l'shlama. When a ganav runs out of banks to rob, he makes believe, I'm a tzaddik. He's not a tzaddik. The only reason why he doesn't rob the bank is because there's no one to rob. There's no more banks. There's no money in the bank. That's why. So therefore you're saying over here the reason why you don't want to marry me is because it's us. All of a sudden you're tzaddik. Halacha. Davidol, you know tzaddik. The reason why you don't want to marry me is because you find an excuse, you'll find a legal loophole to marry me. If you want to marry me, you'll marry me. The reason why you don't marry me is because you're an old man and you don't have koyach.
And she brought up the ma'aseh with Bathsheba.
No, she doesn't say she brought up ma'aseh with Bathsheba. Doesn't say that.
David wanted to.
David didn't bring up. David just saying the reason why I'm not going to marry you is because halacha. Halacha. Also, you're tzaddik. Halacha. All of a sudden, halacha. The whole year, do whatever you want. Now, halacha. Halacha, I'm not going to marry you because I've already 18 wives. That's not the reason. Amalahu, so she says, so David was insulted. So what did David
do? How do you talk to a king like this anyway?
So David called his wife Bathsheba. Amal David said, call Bathsheba, and he lived with Bathsheba to prove that he is not an old man. He's betokfoy. Uchsim says, V'tov Bathsheba elamel chachadora, into the inner chamber. Yichud. Why is chachadora? To show that he had with Bathsheba relations. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rabba, Oysa Shah, Kincha Bathsheba b'shlosh eshrei mapas. He had with her 13 times. In order to show up, Avishag.
Why did she need a sword to keep the warm?
Now the Gemara starts talking about divorce. This also the site of Tubav. Look how hard it is, divorce. She had a solution. He could have divorced. He had 18 wives. He could have divorced
one of
his wives so he can take for himself Avishak.
You're giving him a lie next to Absula, and you have 18 wives.
Pilagash. She's got the Pilagash. The Pilagash is mother. We don't have Pilagash nowadays, but they had in those days, so we don't understand what this means. So
why didn't he live with her?
What?
Then why didn't he live with her?
Why didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know Chais. I don't know why. But whatever it says. Omer Belazar. Kolam Agarash. Ishta Yivishoyna. The more now goes on the topic of divorce. Afilu Mizbeach. Mori to love the most. Even the Mizbeach cries. Shenemar. Vizoyz Sheinis Tassud. You do these Averis. You do this Azar as well. Kisoyz Dima Es Mizbeach. You cover up. You cover the Dima Es Mizbeach Hashem. Bechi vanach, you cause the mizbech to be covered with moisture, with tears. My oid bechi vanach, crying and sorrow. Me ein oid pnoisel amincha, and the mizbech no longer accept all of your korbanos, the lakach the rotzam miyatchem, and it will no longer accept will from your hands because of this sin that you have done. You're causing the mizbech to be filled with tears and sorrow, and the mizbech will refuse to accept the korbanos that you offer upon the mizbech. And the Gemara explains what is the sin. Va'amartem al meh. What exactly you're accusing us of sin? What are you talking about? Well, this these are psukim. Where is this pasuk design? This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Va'amartem al meh. So when the Jews respond to Yecheskel, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're accusing us of causing this mizbech to have tears. What do we do? Al meh. So he answers, Ki Hashem heid beincha ubein eishes nurecha. Hashem has testified that you are divorcing your wives for no good reason. Asher ata bagarta ba, you have rebelled, you have betrayed your wife. Hi chavertecha, she is your best friend. This is a beautiful pasuk. This pasuk teaches you that a wife is your friend. A wife is not a chavusa. A wife is your friend. The eishes britzecha, and she is the wife of your bris. So therefore, the puzzle you're telling us that when the person, these two sitting together, teaches when a person divorces his wife, she and for no good reason, it caused the mizbech to be married the ma'os, to cause the mizbech to shed tears. Why dafka the mizbech? Because the mizbech is where Adam came. Adam came from Ofa Minho Adama. Mizbech Adam et has a very important rush. Okay, Ofa Minho Adama mizbech Adam. Where was Adam created from? The Adama. Where's the mizbech? The mizbech is that's Adava.
Right,
so Mel, that's why the mizbech cries when the aishas one is appearing in between the man and the wife. He pledged when it's stuck and he does not get stuck. Why should I take your bed from beneath you? The bed over here refers to your wife. The Mishkav is the wife. Therefore, the person who pledged to give money to Tzedakah and he does not pay his pledge, it's a very big avera. And Rachman al-Slan, his wife can die because of that avera. Amar b'yochnan, kolam shemes isha b'yishan, ki ilu chal b'yis ha-minish. The other person to lose his wife, it's if the b'yis ha-minish was destroyed. Shememar ben Adam, hini l'kech m'mcha es machman, and I'm going to take from you the machman, the light of your eyes. B'magefa yicheska, Hashem to yicheska, I'm going to take from you the machman enecha. Lo tispa, do not go eulogize, v'lo tifkel, v'lo tovi, do masach, do not tear shnach of your eyes, v'lo tovi, do masach. So this is what happened. Exactly what happened. The Yecheskel's wife died. And then Hashem says, "You're a mashal for Klal Yisrael." The same way your wife died, and you're not mourning for her. The mashal is the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed, and the people will be so distraught they will not be able to reflect and even mourn for the Beis Hamikdash. You're going to Yisrael machma nechem, and you're not going to cry. So you see over here that there's an equivalence between the loss of a wife and the Chur Beis Hamikdash. Alexandri call. Adam shemesa isha b'miyam olam choshach vado. If Rachman was with his wife, the world is dark. Shenemar or choshach vado, the light is dark in his tent. V'neiroi olecha yidach, and the light upon you is dulled, is dimmed. Rabbi Yosi b'miyachni Omar pisiyosav miskatros, his steps are very small. Shenemar yitzru tzadi oinoi, has become short, the strides of my strength. Rabbi Yavo Omar. He no longer has any aitza, he has no counsel, he has no koyach to mechadesh. He loses his wife, Shnemar, his aitza has been fallen. This is Tuba, look at this. Koshal Lazavgon, Hikrias Yamsuf, Shnemar, Elohim Moshe Yechidim Beisa. Hashem establishes Yechidim in the Ba'is, Hashem makes Shiduchim. Hashem is the one who makes shidduchim, not person. Moitzi Hashem brings out the asirim, brings out prisoners, b'koy sharois, in chains. Hashem brings the prisoners out of their chains. The Merik Darsh, I'll take moitzi asirim, elo kimotzi asirim, that it's like taking prisoners out of Egypt. The ultimate matzav of being a prisoner was Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. Memeilo, I'll take b'koy sharois, elo b'chi v'shirois, with tears and with crying, with tears and b'chi v'shirois. You don't normally do when do you with tears and cry, okay? B'chi v'shirois, and that took place at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, b'chi v'shirois. When they left Egypt, they went out and they cried when they left Egypt. It says in the Farshim, he doesn't explain. Okay, fine, we'll leave with that. And there was the kash ini the Amar Rabbi Huda Marav Arboim Yoyim Kodem Yitzias Avlad Baskol Yitzias V'Emes Bat Pani Bas Pani Pani. Today, by the way, when was the world created?
40 days from today.
40 days from today. So today is the Basco. The Bo is created on the 23rd day, the 23rd, the world was created on the 23rd day, 25th day of Ella, because Adam Roshan was Adam Rishon, Yom HaShishi. So the world was created on the 25th day. So therefore today is Arbohim Yoim Kodim Yitzirah Sa'olam. And look what it says here in the Staff Gemara. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on here. All these Sodas, Hashkocha Pratis, I mean, Mamash, Mavel Arayan, what are the chances? One in a billion, trillion, quadrillion? And look what's going on over
this,
here.
This is a kicker here.
They're all kickers.
The one, the other one wasn't?
It wasn't?
The other one talked.
Kashal Zavgan? Kashal Zavgan? And what about what we said before?
This is the kicker. The kicker is usually the final one.
Ninisbin, marry me.
When is a woman?
When is a woman allowed to say to her husband, "Marry me"? What are you talking about? This is all. So the aim of Basco is one of the most lokosh kam bezivik rishon kam bezivik sheni. So the zivik rishon is the baskoil, and the zivik sheni, the zivik sheni is a kodesh baruch hu. Kodesh baruch hu. Rashi was there. Rashi over here doesn't explain. Doesn't explain over here. But the zivik rishon is the baskoil, and the zivik sheni is going to be with a person a kodesh baruch hu. Koshal Lazav can be Kriyas Yamsov for the Zivik Sheni. For the Zivik Rishon, it's Bashar, it's easy, it comes, it just happens by itself. What happens?
No crisis
sometimes.
Because you shoved it away.
Oh, ooh, here the Muslims didn't move here, you see that? See that? Now I'm not going
to
sleep the whole night.
Because
the whole night I'm not going to sleep now, I'm so insulted. Right?
Yeah, right.
Except for the wife of the youth,
everything's replaceable.
Except for Eish Nurim. Eish Nurim Kitimas, when you reject. Kitimas, Masnila, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak Berei, Eina de Moitzi Karis Ruach, Ela Me Ishta Rishayna. Shenemar, Yimakorcha Baruch, Vesamach Me Eishes Nurecha. Kagoin man, who is such a woman? Amalo kagoin imcha. So he told this to his son. So his son said, "Tell me, what kind of woman are you referring to?" So he said, "Your mother, my wife. I find in her kairos. I find in her satisfaction. If not for your mother, where would I be today? Your mother, meaning my wife, she's the one who gives me satisfaction in life." Really? But it's a well-known fact that he did not get along with his wife. He didn't have a good marriage. told to his son, when it says in the Pasuk, on your mother, my wife, we have a stira. So mitzad echad, he says that his wife gave him kudas. Mitzad sheni, he says that his wife was bitter like death.
Okay.
So therefore, most it's marim aves, so isha shahim mitzodim vacharamim. She's full of sneers and traps. Women, they're always coming to trick you and to trap you to do all these things that you never would have done otherwise. They're dangerous creatures.
No.
Your mother. We have a stira. So the Mara says the murder yisayit. She was both. It's not a stira. Mitzad echad miskaf takifa. She was a tough woman. She was a takif, this woman. The male, she was taka, but you know what? But evuri ma'abra ben mila, she overcame her bad nature. She overcame the bad midas. Even the worst of the worst can be transformed into an object of kodesh ruach. This is the marriage counseling. A woman is a goylem. A woman is a goylem. She's just raw material. You can take any girl off the street and you can make her into a princess. The one that she marries is the one to whom she forges a covenant to be his man.
With the bia.
I have made you. Hashem Tzavaka is Shemo. Tanan. Ain ish meis ela leisha. The only one who really feels the loss is his wife. Ain isha meis ela lebala. The only one who really feels the loss of a woman is her husband. Ain ish meis ela leisha. Shneimar vayom sali melech ish nami. What's ish nami? Because only in the army appreciated the loss of Elimelech. In Isha Mesa El Labala. Shenemar Vani Bebabi Padana Mesa Alai Rachel. Only Yaakov appreciated the loss of the person. Ain Raina Isunu Halacha. When a Melech takes a haircut, you're not allowed to see the Melech take a haircut because it's not a cover to see the Melech. Turn about a Melech and stop it. Behold him every single day gets a haircut. Kohen Gadol, Mayor of Shabbos once a week. Kohen Hedyet Echad Lishashim Yom. Melech Mestapa Kol Yom. Shenemar Melech Beyof Yisach Zayas. A beautiful thing every single day. Kohen Gadol one day of Shabbos. Amar Rav Yishmur Banachman Amar Yochanan Hoyol Mishmaris Mishchachos. Because that's when the new Mishmar comes to town. So in honor of the new Mishmar, you get a haircut. You should look good for the new Mishmar. Kohen Hedyet Echad Lishashim Yom. Dachsiv Roshem Lo Yigalechu. Upera Lo Yishalechu. Kosoyim Yichsimu Es Hashem. They should cut their hair. V'yalef peda peda mi nazir. Nazir not allowed to go more than 30 days. 30 days. So the same as that word it says by the melech to teach you that the max is 30 days. Sif hacha perek lo yishalech. Sif hasan by the nazir gadol peda saroshay. Malahal and shleishim afkan shleishim. Utsana nami. How do you know that nazir is 30 days? Stam nazir is shleishim. This is one of the only gematrias in Shas in the Torah. How do you know my nizir is 30 days? Maybe peril means nothing. A preface that over here. Rishon tomorrow. Tomorrow I have a shear, and Wednesday there's no shear.
No,
and
we're having a shear. What are you talking about?
Having a shear tomorrow. Wednesday there's no shear.